You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's turn now to Minding Michigan, our ongoing series where we explore mental health issues in our state. When you think of psychotherapy, the standard issue that probably comes to mind is a patient talking with his or her therapist, maybe some role-playing, but lots of talking. A psychotherapist from Grand Rapids has what he believes is a better idea, mixing talking with virtual reality. Thomas Overly is using multisensory virtual reality technology to help his patients truly confront fears and anxiety triggers. He's the owner of VR Therapy and Counseling Center in Grand Rapids. Thomas, welcome to Stateside.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And we want to welcome Tammy Grifford. Tammy is one of the patients who turned to VR therapy. Hello there, Tammy.
Hello there.
Good to have you with us. Tom, tell us exactly what is virtual reality therapy.
It's basically any environment I need a person to be exposed to administer more traditional exposure therapy. In the past, we would have to rely on homework. I would have to say, okay, this week I want you to spend this much time in the setting that you're uncomfortable with, that's bringing about the anxiety. Or the other alternative was to do visualizations in session and have them imagine the stimuli and gradually expose them to it internally. Well, with VR, we get to bypass that and get directly to the source of anxiety. And so any environment I need to make, we can create, and then I expose people gradually to that in the office environment. So whatever is bringing about the anxiety, we generate it, customize it to the client, and then gradually expose them to that stimuli over time.
And what kinds of mental health issues have you found respond to virtual reality therapy?
Well, it's evidence-based for anxiety spectrum disorders. So I've treated a lot of PTSD, a lot of specific phobias, from fear of heights, fear of flying. Tammy's case in particular was a case of severe trauma that we had been working with, and her trauma ran the gamut for her. It was childhood all the way up through adulthood. And so that's why I had her here today, because we really pulled out all the stops for her treatment process.
So Tammy, what brought you to Tom and to virtual reality therapy?
To get help with all my issues. Yeah, I had a hard life. I was abused when I was little, and my mom left me when I was a baby. Just through my whole life.
So by going through virtual reality therapy, what did that do for you, Tammy, that talking about it through the years to other therapists didn't really do?
They really, really didn't. They didn't really take the time to focus on my needs and all that. So I found Thomas Overly on his website, and he's really helped me.
Can you explain when you come in and you're having a virtual reality session, Tammy, what happens?
My anxiety kicks in. I get panic attacks.
What is that virtual reality technology like? Do you have headphones on, or are you goggles? Are you seeing and hearing things?
Yeah, I have goggles and a headphone, and then he has a program that he makes for me. Tom, he talks to me and helps me through the program that I'm on.
In Tammy's case, with the variety of abuse that she suffered through as a child, she had been carrying that around most of her life. And with her case, it's quite common with PTSD for victims to have traumatic nightmares, and when they're having nightmares their entire life about some of the experiences that they've had, they can change form. So in Tammy's case, not only was I dealing with the traumatic memories, but she had laid in some of her own elements from her nightmares onto the original trauma. And the way PTSD sustains itself is whenever the brain re-experiences the traumatic memory, the same chemical cocktail is found in the brain, and that's what sustains the PTSD. That's why PTSD can go on for a lifetime with some people. And so in Tammy's case, she had described these nightmares that she was having frequently. And so I took elements from those nightmares, put them in a simulation, and she was able to experience them. And the very first time she went in, I watched as Tammy's entire body became flush just from being within a certain proximity of the elements of the program. And so over time, we spent multiple sessions in there, and she was able to reduce that reaction. And as I was doing that, I would get reports from Tammy, and she would say, okay, I've had only two nightmares this week. And that, so I followed that progress until we got to the point where she was no longer having the nightmares.
And so it strikes me, if, for example, if you were dealing with somebody who had PTSD from a battlefield situation or someone right. who had fear of flying, you could recreate all of those specific tailor-made issues for your patient through virtual reality.
Right. And I've done that. I've worked with Marines. I've put them on bases and had mortars going off so they could habituate to the sound of explosions so that they could experience the 4th of July without having that kind of anxious reaction to those sounds.
Now, what about the cost of this therapy, Tom? How does it compare with traditional therapy?
We are actually Medicaid, Medicare providers. We accept most commercial insurance plans. So usually it's no more expensive than any other form of therapy.
And I know you recently won a $30,000 prize in Comcast Innovation for Entrepreneurs contest. What do you want to use that award money to do?
Well, everything we've talked up to this point was what we did last year, and that was to treat anxiety spectrum disorders. This year, we're moving into the behavioral realm, and that's what we won the contest for. It was for the system. It's called a behavioral rehearsal system. And what that does, it allows me to actually enter into virtual reality with my clients. And in the essay I wrote for that contest, I gave as an example, if we have, for instance, a teenage girl who is having difficulties in the school setting with other peers, with teachers, now what we can do is we put them in that school in virtual reality, populate it with other teenagers and teachers that match the types of teenagers she's around. And then I get to go in, and the system uses full body and facial motion tracking. So what happens is it translates all of my real-time movement into any character within the environment that I need to control. So I could hop in, for instance, into the body of another teenage girl and present the kind of scenario that they've been having difficulty with so that they're able to use new communication skills and learn new communication skills to better address the problems they're experiencing at school.
Now, have you had any patients respond negatively to this kind of therapy?
No, actually, the only problem I've faced, which is faced in most therapy, is with early dropout. I've had people drop out before we even get to the virtual reality portion of the treatment. But as far as people who have completed it, that was what inspired me to really do this. In the original research, I found that across studies, people tend to stick with this kind of therapy through to the end. And so there's less of a dropout rate. And that's what my experience has been since we opened up last year.
Now, to your knowledge, are you the first in Michigan marrying virtual reality technology with psychotherapy?
In Michigan, definitely. And as far as I know, in this general region, most of the people I did my research on were people on the East Coast, military related, and then West Coast, more university related.
And what would it take to get this technology into the hands of other therapists and the training to use it?
Well, that's our next goal for the business, and that's what we are going to be using that money for from the Comcast contest. I want to bundle this system, make it relatively inexpensive. We'd like to be able to train other therapists to use it and have the best tools at their disposal to administer therapy.
How long does a run of therapy usually take, a course of therapy, Tom?
The average treatment time for VR therapy is about 3 months. And of course, that just depends on the nature of the trauma and the individual themselves, but average treatment time is about 3 months, with about two of that consisting of the VR treatment. We start out by teaching basic breathing and relaxation techniques before we even get to the virtual reality portion of things.
taking psychotherapy and mixing it with multisensory virtual reality. Thomas Overly, psychotherapist and owner of VR Therapy and Counseling Center in Grand Rapids, and one of his clients, Tammy Grifford. We want to thank both of you very, very much for sharing the virtual reality treatment for mental health patients. Very fascinating stuff. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.